Welcome to the Shoot the Breeze podcast with your host Vinny, Rob and Nello. This podcast contains strong language throughout. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everybody and welcome to episode number 82 of the Shoot the Breeze podcast. If that is wrong, Rob's just going to insert the correct number here.
It's right.
Okay.
Checked it. Cross-checked and marked.
Checked it. Well, what's the crack everybody? How's everybody getting on?
Yeah, another week. Lockdown. We're doing okay, I guess.
Yeah, another week of lockdown. Not much has changed.
I realised this week, lads, that we are us three specifically are the lucky crew that didn't have a birthday cancelled because of COVID, and now we've started to have our birthdays cancelled because of COVID, and now I feel everyone's pain. But we had our fun last year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, your birthday was just the other week. Mm-hmm. And mine was not till February.
But mine was
when's yours?
Yeah, Nello's had his birthday cancelled.
Yeah, but we went to Belfast for your birthday. I mean, your birthday, like your big one. You know, some people are turning 30.
Yeah, year before.
Oh yeah, your big fucking 30th. Yeah. So we left the country for Nello's. He's so extra.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But yeah, so having a 30th birthday or you're having a big birthday this year, we send you best wishes from the Shoot the Breeze podcast, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It wasn't full lockdown in the week of my birthday, I don't think.
So you got to actually...
Well, I think I was able to do something small, but not like with, you know, two households or some shit.
Mm. Oh yeah, that's right. We did. We had a couple of drinks.
Yeah. It's good to do it. But yeah.
So here, quickly, just before we kind of move on, I've got something to get off my fucking chest.
Woo-hoo!
Like, oh, it's unbelievable, and I like.
I voted, Vinny. I voted. It is.
What do you want? What do you think it is?
It's definitely a fucking rat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a what?
So for those of you who are listening that don't follow me on Instagram, which is Vinny Codeline, or I think it's Vinny May Jr. Codeline, I can't fucking remember.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Anyway, so before Christmas, my Jeep was in for an airbag warning light came up saying that there was an airbag fault or something like that, or a sensor fault, just before Christmas. So the garage came, the Audi garage came, picked up the car. That was grand. Did the job, and they were like, yeah, I think it was like, they were like, I think it's a mouse or something like that, you know, chewed through a cable or something like that. And I was like, oh, I don't believe you. And they were like, yeah. So they were like, you might just want to get pest control out and maybe set like some traps up around the car or where you park the car or whatever, you know, just in case that they, if it's still there or does more damage or whatever. And I was like, oh, you know, yeah, will, yeah, yeah. So yeah, anyway, we got on to them, but obviously Christmas and all that stuff. So we've got people coming out now. But in the meantime, the car has just been sitting basically over Christmas, not really, only gone out once or twice. Went in today to put the young fella into the car. And there was like some coats and stuff on the back seat, pulled them away. And all of a sudden there's this massive hole chewed through the fucking leather of the seat. And all the foam and everything is coming out. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
So a couple of mice or a fucking rat is after chewing its way through. Like, it's kind of in, it's not as if it's just one seat. It's kind of like, it's at the seam of like two of the cushions in between,
you
like
need
the middle seat.
You need to put Brian in the car for it and close the doors and just let him sniff thing out and eat it.
It's unbelievable.
Or you just burn your car. They're the only two options you have.
Unbelievable. So I was on to the garage today and they were just like, fuck, that's bad. And I was like, yeah, I know. So apparently it's been on the increase over the past couple of years, people's cars getting damaged through mice and rats and rodents and stuff like that in general. They said that they've been seeing loads of it. So I kind of live in the countryside and I was just like, but this is the first time I've been living out here for like 4 years. This is the first time I've ever experienced anything like that. And now
the doors are open often. How, like, you need to be leaving the door open for a while for a rat to figure out.
No, but a rat, they'd eat in though, wouldn't they? Rats could. Rats are like fucking drilling.
They need to climb in.
But see, the thing is, like, that's it. Like, we don't, the only time we'd leave the door open or the boot open is if we're like bringing in shopping or something like that, or if like there was only one of us and like I was taking the baby out of the car seat or something like that.
I'd say when they put that up, they're going to find a hole somewhere that he got in.
Yeah. So something. Anyway, I've got pest control calling out to the house tomorrow to lay traps around the place and to disinfect the car. And then I've already been on to the garage, so they're looking at either getting an upholstery guy to come and, or they pick up the car off me and an upholstery guy to see if they can patch up it, or if not, they'll have to get new covers. Not whole new chairs, but just apparently they do covers. They'll fucking just replace like the leather and all, and the Alcantara that's on the seat. So
that's mental.
Yeah, unbelievable. Couldn't believe it. And he fucking chewed, and so I had like my barber jacket hanging up. Now not as in like a barber like cutting hair, like the brand.
No, barber the brand, jacket. Yeah. Because you live in the countryside, you get it when you move out the countryside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just get a barber jacket.
Yeah, the second you leave the city, like the government give you a barber jacket.
Barber jacket and a pair of the wellies.
Yeah, so a bit of the sleeve, some of the fabric is torn on that as well. Like, so I've had to fucking call barber to try get a patch or whatever. So I'm like, fuck me. Like,
and were you not worried? Like, had it fucked off? Obviously, out of your car or like?
Yeah, well, it's not like fucking. It's not there. Like, it's like. I was out, like, I was chatting to two different pest control companies, and they were like, oh, yeah, they'll only just come back during the night, like, you know.
Yeah,
they'll
be
out during the day foraging for shit or whatever, like, you know, but then at night time, they'll find. So they were like, oh, try park the Jeep in a different location. And I'm like, well, I'm in the fucking countryside. So like, where?
The other end of your garden, like.
Yeah, so basically parked at the other side of the driveway, like, so. But it's fucking unbelievable.
Put a big foot off.
That's my first world problem.
It's
a big fucking issue though. Like it's a big issue,
but it's awfully first world when you start saying stuff like your barber jacket and all. That's what makes it a first world problem.
Yeah, but like, fuck, barber jackets are expensive, man.
They are expensive.
I have to credit where credit is due. I rang up barber customer service there. To say this, and they're like, okay, yeah, well, if you want to send the jacket over to us and we can repair it. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, but how much is that going to cost in terms of like posting and stuff like that? You know, because obviously they're kind of heavy jackets, like, you know. So I was like, is there an other option of like maybe just getting material and I can get somebody in Ireland? Because they're based in the UK.
Yeah.
So I was like, is there any way that I could like get somebody in Ireland, like if you send me material? And they're like, yeah, that's no problem. We can do that as well. Well, so just give me your address. No charge. They're sending me out a meter of fabric, like to match my jacket. Like, I was like, this is very nice of you.
Should make another jacket out of it.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I was just like, that's their customer service. Fucking.
So when you ring Barbara's customer service line, is it like, you know, one for like, you know, customer queries, two for if you're lost hunting or something like that. Like, I feel like they have a very niche kind of market.
It was because they do, like, you can get your jacket re-waxed or whatever, and they have like authorized reseller places or whatever that look after them. But for Ireland and the UK, or for Ireland, you have to send it to the UK basically for it to get looked after.
It's so bizarre that's so fucking random. Yeah. But thank God you noticed it, because obviously having the baby in the car and all, like, fucking want the rat jumping, or like, hopefully it's mice, but I mean, if it's a rat, like, fucking,
stop.
Shake that off anyway.
Mice can deal with it. Like, that could be just a little field mouse or something like that up the doorway, and it's just out getting in. That's fine.
It's a big hole, and he must have been fucking going ham for leather over the past week or two. Like,
could have been family and mice.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey guys, it's like Dirty Mike and the boys out of the other guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. So that's what I've had to deal with today over the past past couple of hours basically organizing, like, and then I've organized like a detailer guy to come out and clean the inside of the car once
that
the
is mental
done their bits, so.
Mental fucking
so,
hell.
Anyway, yeah, so that's my there news. You go. Any crack with you?
I mean, not much. I had to do a strange lockdown thing the other day, and I had to go to the dentist, which was a very...
Oh, yeah, dentist still open.
They are, yeah. It's a very weird... So I've been having a few issues in what I panicked totally. I thought, like, I was like, oh, fuck, like, this is going to get bad. My teeth are going to be in bits. And your mom was like, I just got them, like, you know, that PRSI kind of checkup and a clean or whatever you get. And I got that done. But your mom was like, yeah, you're fine. They're absolutely grand. And I was like, fucking nearly at like my wit's end, thinking I had to get teeth pulled out and all this mad shit. But it's very weird experience, but also not too, like, I didn't feel at risk of the virus in the entire process of being there. Like, you know, that kind of way. Like,
yeah, but I suppose like dentists are always kind of masked up and visored up anyway. Like, at the best of times, like, you know,
they're dealing with the mouth all the time. So, like, you know, that's fucking. But it was one of those strange things that I went down. Maybe it's just the business of it. Like, it was very quiet. There was obviously no one around because they're spacing out appointments. But it's just one of those weird things that I kind of just had to get sorted and be meaning to get sorted during the last kind of bit of freedom. But they're still open. So. I had to get that done, which was strange, but fine, thankfully. But just one of those weird experiences that you don't expect to have to do in the middle of a lockdown.
Yeah, that's where I was actually only thinking that today, like being like, I wonder when I'll be able to go back. Not that I'm fucking too keen to be rushing back to the dentist, but at the same time, like, I wonder when I'll be able to go back to the dentist to get them fucking whatever cleaned or just check up, like, you know.
Yeah, there you go. You're able to. And, God, what's the other thing? What about you, Nello? Anything strange?
No, I had to work from home.
Be back in one second.
Wasn't too keen on it. So I'm just getting used to that kind of thing. I don't have to do it that often, thankfully. I think it's like pretty much 2-3 days a week max. It should be all right. Let's see. It's, at least I'm working.
Because we were only literally just talking about this the other week, and you were like, I'm going to be, have us working from home, and now that's all changed now.
It's all changed, and it began with one day in, one day off, and now it's the same week on, week off in regards to working at home, working in the office. But I don't know, I prefer to be in the office, but I can't complain. I'm still working, like, so I'm all right.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
what I mean?
It, yeah.
I'll have to get you my big fancy setup.
Yeah. My laptop, I have a headset, and I'm going to be bringing a screen or two home, so I should be all right.
Nice, you can get on the Call of Duty buzz with all the lads, so.
Fuck that, you're all right.
Yeah, so this prick has a PlayStation, but, like, I don't know what you use it for. Like, what do you use it for? Watching Netflix, like, or what?
Pretty much watching Sky, Netflix, and Prime.
Oh, my God.
Like, fucking get like a Amazon Fire Stick or something like that. Like,
a Division game, and I wasn't too keen on it. It wasn't great.
You had a what game?
Division. You know the game Division?
Oh, Division. Oh, yeah, the Tom Clancy thing.
Yeah, wasn't too keen on it.
You don't like that game?
No. See, I'm not good at those fucking games, so I don't enjoy them when I'm playing them. And I love Football Manager, but I get too into Football Manager, and then it takes hours and hours of life, and I don't go to bed. I'm supposed to go to bed, and then it's like 4 a.m. I'm still playing Football Manager. It turns me into a bit of a prick. Well,
in fairness, that's what I'm kind of like with Warzone at the moment. Like, I should have never ever put that on my computer, because I'm supposed to be working on my computer, and it's just, I've got 3 text groups now with fucking, I think it's like 15, 20 people in each group. And it's kind of like anyone on, like, literally every 25 minutes is someone jumping into a game somewhere.
Yeah. I'm not a gamer. I never have been, and I don't think I'll ever will be. That's what I'm looking for. The country opens up again. I can people can start going out and seeing other people and going for points and playing football and shit. All you was having a great time just playing PlayStation all day.
Yeah, exactly. You're missing out, man.
I'm absolutely dog shit at the game, but it's just a bit of crack. I'd say the lads hate me jumping in because they're probably like, oh, here we go. This fucking Aegis is going to die in like 10 seconds.
Yeah, we're all the fucking same, Rob. Like.
But yeah, there's like, we're doing a big tournament on it. I don't even know how it's going to work tonight.
But, just, I have no idea either.
Fight on a roof with a sniper.
That's kind of what happens like a lot of the time, like, you know.
That's it, essentially. But there's loads of lads. There's massive outroar online about it because loads of people are hacking on it. And
yeah, but that's kind of all since the fucking start of the game that's been going. That
yeah,
been
I just on, don't like, understand, you know? The fun in that. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. It's annoying.
What's it mean, hacking?
So, like, lads
cheating, basically.
Yeah, they crack out how to like shoot through walls and shit, like, and you're kind of like hiding in a gaff and you get shot from behind and it's being shot through a fucking wall and you're just like, all right, well, that was sound. All this, and then just a very just out there, just pricks, basically, just pricks. Oh, lads, actually, I found out something this week, right, that I didn't think would ever, I don't know, maybe you've ever related to this because we've been doing the podcast in this 82nd episode. Someone called me out on bullshit in work that I don't work with them. They work in a different part of the airport. And they just said, oh, scroats on bikes, is it? Yeah. Or scroats on scooters. And I was like, what? And he goes, scroats on scooters. Is that right, Rob? Yeah. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, you were talking about me. And
you said this in a podcast.
Yeah, he was like, you said this. And I was like, I didn't say that. Would you stop? I'd never say such a thing. And he was like, I listened. And he was like,
it, Rob, whatever you say, you got to stand by it.
I know. He was like, no, you did say it. And I was like, was it not Nello? I tried to completely fob it off to you. And he was like, no, it was definitely you. And I was like, did I actually say that? So there you go. That hasn't happened to me since we started doing this. And it was just such a strange thing that someone like never told me he listened to the podcast before and just said, I probably doesn't listen anymore.
What did you say? You called people that are on scooter scrolls?
We called everyone, you know, people that are scooting to work in the bike lanes.
Oh yeah.
So like, I was like, get the fuck out of the bike lane. You're on a scooter. But I must have said scroats on scooters or something. But he
that rings a bell, all right.
Yeah, it did not ring a bell in my head whatsoever. And I was like, well, there's a bit of backlash I did not expect to get. Now, he's one of the lads. He was a bit of crack about it. But like at the same time,
that's
I was kind of like,
I was like, do you know this person? No, I do. He's just a random.
I do know him. He's just, he'd be more of a like, he's a, like, I wouldn't see him all the time. You know, that kind of way. So when he said it, I was just like, what the fuck? All right. Sorry. I was like, thank God I didn't say anything that could get me cancelled. But yeah, there you go. There's one. And we have a swords hero who was brandishing that lovely gobshite sign.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Let's talk about that fucking clown.
What state is that outside?
That's outside.
It's,
you know, when you're going down
to the Marina Hotel in Malahide.
No. Was that picture not taken outside? You know, I thought it was where you go down the end of Swords at Fingallions. You know when you go down the end of like Main Street and then you keep going straight towards kind of the football pitches there. Yeah. I thought that's where, but he's been moving around all over. So some genius the other day decided to follow him around with a gobshite sign pointing at him. And every time he moved, they followed him and pitched beside him.
It's Malahide. It's outside the Marina Hotel. Right. Because he's standing beside what used to be the fountain, which is now, they've just turned it into a flower bed.
Ah, okay. But
so it was in Malahide.
The hero that we do not deserve that man who ever followed him around with a fucking gobshite sign, but he's a genius.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Somebody should like rent another one of those big screen things and just tow it behind them, being like, your man in front hasn't a clue what he's on about.
Or just like down with that sort of thing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him since the first time I seen him. But I'm quite happy now that someone's trying to police his bullshit because we're all going to get vaccinated, lads.
Exactly. Vaccine rollout is here.
It's happening.
Thank fuck.
Yeah.
I did send a couple of emails to Stephen Donnelly during the week, and then all of a sudden he started saying more vaccines are on the way.
Good man, Nello.
Nello doing public services over here, like left, right, and center.
Honestly, I was on the parm of the hell looking for email addresses all over the shop. Got there in the end.
Oh my god.
You're the pariah that is Nello.
But yeah. I think I'm just after the first quarter. I think I'm like second quarter to get vaccinated because of the airport.
Yeah. So
we'll
I
see.
A couple of friends are not in the very last group, which is anywhere between November this year and April next year, which is fucking delightful. Mm-hmm.
But if you see, you guys could still play. See, if you, everyone else can get vaccinated and you can just play behind massive plastic glass.
Yeah, we'll just distance ourselves. We already kind of distance ourselves from the audience anyway. Like so.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
What's the crack? Any sport on? Are they talking about calling off the rest of the season or whatever?
They really better not because United are ahead.
Yeah, no.
So this is a United fan of ours, a mate of ours, saying it like so.
They're asking for us to stop basically.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're going to stop it. They just have to police it a little bit more. That's all. I'll make sure that. They self-isolate when they're supposed to and all that kind of stuff, but I don't think they'll stop.
They're plowing through in American sports. They just don't care. Like the NBA has 3 games postponed tonight, so like that's starting to kind of become like an issue there, but it seems like the operation is just to plow on forward.
Yeah. No, I think like we have the football, the snooker is on now as well, but I don't like it's easy enough to play snooker without any messing.
Rugby has, they're talking about postponing the start of the Six Nations because the first game is meant to be in February.
Yeah.
They've already postponed or like put a hold on the Champions Cup, like the Heineken Cup at the moment, like because a lot of the French clubs basically have got reservations about the safety of their player welfare and stuff like that when they're coming to play English and Irish sides because the case numbers are so high over here. So
understandable.
Yeah, like I don't know what the case numbers are in France. I don't know like if it's completely like pot calling the kettle black or not, you know. But they've done that anyway. And they're talking about putting a pause or rescheduling this year's Six Nations to either towards the end of the year, like you know. But again, so that hasn't been confirmed yet. But what has been confirmed is the Heineken Cup being postponed. Like so, I don't know.
I suppose
the football thing as well, because it started off as like everybody was kind of there was no real cases, like you know. But there seems to be more and more games being postponed because more and more teams are having bigger outbreaks and stuff like that. So it could actually end up being coming true, like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, how many games now in the Premier League or the Champions League have been cancelled or postponed or another team has had to take a team's place, like, because there's too many, they can't field a full squad, like.
There's only been a handful of games postponed.
Okay.
It hasn't been rampant in the Premier League.
Liverpool were playing Aston Villa last week and they had like 13 confirmed cases, so they had to play the under-18s pretty much.
And for some reason, Liverpool still played a full team.
Yeah, Liverpool played a full team, but Aston Villa just put out a load of 18 to 23-year-olds. So,
okay. So you think they're still just going to keep playing on regardless, like, or they'll just feel
They're treating them as injuries, essentially. That's what they're doing. They're treating it as a 2-week injury. Once you get it, you're kind of out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, pretty much. So, we'll see how it goes, how it progresses. But in England, they're doing, they're throwing out the vaccination something fierce very quickly.
England and Israel are fucking nuts with it. We're just like, we have the means to do it as well.
Mad. They're mad numbers.
Like, it's not like we don't have the means. We've got GP offices in every fucking town in Ireland, like even more than one GP. Like, for example, Swords, thinking off the top of my head, there's already 4 or 5 GP offices and about 6 or 7 pharmacies around. Like, surely it can be rolled out properly here. Like, it's just Irishness at its fucking very best.
Yeah, like if there is a way for the Irish. Sorry.
We're all dying.
COVID. If there's a way for the Irish government to fuck this up, I'm sure that they will find the way to fuck it up. Like,
yes. If you get the vaccine, can then you, and you have the two jabs, can you just go around hugging people willy nilly?
You can still, you won't be affected or you won't have any symptoms, but you could still, you could still carry it basically. So, yeah.
Yeah, you can spit on people apparently once you're vaccinated.
No, I thought you couldn't. I thought you could still.
I don't know. I'm only joking.
I think it's not. I think that's not what it is. It's not complete like that. You will not catch it. I think that you can catch it, but you will not have any symptoms.
Well, your body is set up to fight against, but it wouldn't. It wouldn't rule you out from touching a surface, carrying it, and touching another surface. You know, like yeah. That kind of stuff. And,
because I believe like that they're telling people, all the kind of frontline healthcare workers and stuff like that, that even though they are being vaccinated from it, that they still have to abide by all the pre-existing rules on social distancing and stuff like that. You know, it's not a free pass basically to just
If you met other people that had been vaccinated, I assume if you were in like you were out in the street and you saw someone and you know was vaccinated as well, then by all means you're like you'd be able to give them a hug or whatever else, I assume.
I
think a lot of that stuff as well like is going to be such, because to think about the last time like that, all that, like it's like the likes of handshakes and all, I don't think shit like that's going to be kind of socially acceptable or in a workplace or anything, you know, that kind of way. I think a lot of that stuff's going to start going by the wayside. They're even talking about distancing workplaces even after a vaccination and stuff. So you'll still only have like, say, 2 meters between each desk kind of thing. And like they're still going to take every precaution they can not to let something like this spread again. So I think stuff like that, like, so I can see like handshakes and stuff becoming something that you just don't do anymore, which to me...
I don't know. I would disagree with that. I reckon human beings will forget about this.
I don't think so in business, though. I think in business, it'll just become a kind of a situation where we'll probably start fucking bowing to each other or something, like a sign of respect.
I bow to no man.
but that kind of stuff, like, are just like a nod of the head kind of thing, because there's ways to limit this, and it's been proven that, like, so if another COVID, say, whatever strain comes about, if there's already social aspects in place for it not to spread, that should be a better kind of thing for going forward, you know?
It can be weird, like not shaking people's hands.
It's so weird. I've been in so many meetings and things like with just going in, like doing videos for people. And I walk in and they're like, haha, you know, can't be shaking hands. And I'm like, this is so awkward. You've made it more awkward.
Like, once the vaccine is pretty much done and dusted and everybody's had it, I'll be shaking hands again. I
don't know. Yeah. Nello's just mad to shake hands and hug everybody.
Yeah, I really am.
Yeah, I'm a hugger. Like, I am a hugger. Like,
I'm a hugger. I'm an embracer of people.
Yeah, I'm a big hugger.
You know?
Yeah. It's going to be weird, lads.
It's going to be strange. But hopefully we are all on the track to getting vaccinated and we can actually do this in a room again.
Well, yeah. 100 years ago, whatever it was, during the Spanish flu, did they have to do all this self, like, not be hugging people and not shaking hands and shit like that?
They probably did. Like,
they probably did, yeah.
And in the 20s, everybody was just going around drinking and riding and all sorts of it.
I believe it's called the riding 20s, not the roaring 20s, isn't it?
Yeah, but that was just lost over the years.
Oh, yes. gas.
But that's what I mean. Everything just went bananas because people could go out and be around and socialize again and have a good time.
Yeah, sure, we're already past the baby boom stage of this. Loads of my friends are having kids now.
Yeah, human beings are just designed to just forget about bad shit and move on.
Yeah, true. You're not wrong. You are not wrong.
You are not wrong, fella. You are not wrong.
Very wrong.
Right, well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I think we'll leave it there for this week. Lots. I'm just raging that like a mouse or a rat has eaten my cookie. Fuming about that.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go.
Staying in your house all the time.
I know, exactly. Yeah, obeying the law, like, you know, so back room and scream, I think so.
Rats don't care about your law, Vinny. Rats don't care. Right, guys.
Thank you very much for stopping by and checking out this week's episode of the Shoot the Breeze podcast. Please do not forget to subscribe and leave a rating where you get your podcast fix from. And tune in next week for more of the same. But guys, until then, I'll chat to you. I love yous and leave yous. And stay safe. Look after yourselves.
Peace out, bro. We'll
chat next week.
Let us know how you get the rat problem.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll give you an update next week on Ratgate.
Right, dude. Awesome.